All right. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself. What's up, day ones? How y'all feeling? And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. Do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. Yes, we are proud. Okay. And normally, y'all, I try to get a podcast out on the weekend. But if you were in any country in the world this weekend and you had a TikTok app, y'all know what we was watching. Okay? Y'all know what we was watching. And yes, your auntie was consumed with what she was hearing from the Risa Tisa story, right? So that's why I didn't post this weekend between running errands, getting caught up in this. I was like, what's going on? Oh, and the taxes. Okay, shout out to all the mommies who have filed their taxes, who have something special planned with those taxes. All right. Remember, people try to become our friends around tax time. What's up? We get all new friends around tax time. If y'all think people are not opportunist and are in your pockets, I need you to think again. So leave your money in your pocket, my love. You ain't got nothing to give nobody. You can't help nobody. The only people you can help is my babies and yourself. Treat yourself to a course or a class. Right? They're telling us to level up. Okay, treat yourself to a course, a class, a seminar. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? All right, I hope everybody's okay. Yes. And we get new friends around tax time. Y'all do know that, right? Mm-hmm. I know people who would give you something for Valentine's Day, right? Because they know tax season is here and they figure that when you get your taxes, you know, things will happen. I kid you not. I have seen people plotting and scheming like you wouldn't believe. There was this one guy, and this is just one of auntie stories, right? I was talking with this guy, and he asked me, he was like, did you file your taxes yet? And so, y'all know your auntie. I looked to the left, I looked to the right, and I ain't answer. See, I told y'all, when you want to hear how silly people sound or how foolish they can sound, never answer the first time they ask you a question. First of all, you don't have to answer any questions, right? But I wanted him to hear himself. So I ain't saying that. He said, did you file your taxes? So I turned and said, well, what kind of question is that? He was like, oh no, I was just asking. Asking what? Like, what kind of question is that? And they just looked at me, and I looked at them, because you know you barking up the wrong tree, because I want to know what kind of question that is. Why are you in my business? That's personal business. I was like, I don't share my financial business like that. Why you want to know, did I file my taxes? Like, what kind of conversation is that? See, when people ask you questions about your money, trust and believe, they got plans for your money. That's why they want to ask you questions. So when I tell you people are opportunists and they'll try to scheme on your taxes, you better believe it. They think you got money to throw away. I'm telling you right now, before you give anybody any of your taxes, you better make sure every need is met. And our children are constantly needing, so I don't know how that's going to happen. We are constantly needing, so I don't know how that's going to happen. And you have, I don't know, 50-11 cans of cream corn in your cabinet. Something like that, okay? Something like that, something strange like that. But you don't have nothing to give away. That's the bottom line, right? So be easy. Be easy with that money. Get out of here. You can buy 18,000 notebooks. Get out of here. Ain't nobody getting none of them taxes. Mm-mm. Did I tell you about that time? And I probably said this in many podcasts ago. When I was with the bum actually thought that it would be okay for us to go 50-50 on the taxes. I'll never forget this day, y'all. I got up because I worked. He worked, I don't know, a few months out the year. So him and his mother, I guess they came together and was thinking about how they could get some taxes. I don't even know, right? Because she had her own tax person. And I don't mean it in a bad way for her. But I mean that, like, he probably was talking with her tax person and him. And they basically was saying that we could split the child. Listen, split the child. This is a whole entire bum who thought this. They thought that we could split her, where he cover her for 6 months and 6 months, and we split the tax money. Now, I don't even know why his mother would actually have that conversation with him. You know, may she rest in peace. But he wasn't doing nothing in the house. And maybe she thought he was. I don't know. I'm going to defend her, right? Maybe she thought he was. Some of y'all like, no, she knew he wasn't. But he really thought that he could, you know, basically split my taxes with me. So he kept saying to me, my mother tax man is going to be at the house at such and such day. You know, he could do your taxes for you. And I was like, no, I don't want to go to your mother tax man. And he looked at me and I looked at him. No. Why would I want to go over there? Why would I want to do that? Absolutely not. Didn't name my tax business. They know how much money I'm making. Get out of here. No. Mm-mm. Now, truth be told, y'all, I wasn't making a lot of money. But still, it was mine, right? So, long story short, one morning I get up to go to the tax people. See, when people are plotting and scheming, they watch everything you do. So I'm getting up, I'm getting everything ready. I'm getting the child ready, my daughter, so we could go to the tax people. Now, I have gotten up and left plenty of times and have gotten on the bus or what have you, minded my business. You know how Brooklyn is, right? We got buses, we got trains, we got everything. And I never, you know, asked nothing from this person, which is a mistake, right? That's a big mistake, right? But that's a whole nother story. So all of a sudden, I get up. He get up. He must have been, oh, she gonna do her taxes today. Okay, I get up. He get up. Next thing you know, he dressed. He ready to go. I'm gonna come with you. I was like, you don't even know where I'm going. So why you gonna come with me? He was like, no, I'm gonna come with you. So he probably figured, oh, she gonna do her taxes. Long story short, I go to a tax company. I'm not gonna say their name because they don't sponsor me, right? Your auntie got no sponsors, so I don't say their name, but it was a regular tax company. I go there and we go to sit down. They call my name. He didn't even say, oh, I didn't even know you was gonna do your taxes today. No, it was kind of like, oh, I'm expecting you to do your taxes today. Okay, all right, fine. So he can come all he wants to because ain't nothing gonna happen. The lady called us in the back. I'll never forget this little small lady. She was a little lady, right? I think she's from Pakistan. I think that's what she told me. So anyway, sat down and she was like, okay, I just need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. She was straight, right? Straightforward. She ain't smile. She ain't grin. She ain't nothing. And I was like, okay, here you go. I got this. I got this. I got that. Why this bozo was like, oh, can we split the child and I claim her 6 months and she claim her 6 months? Yo, let me tell you something. When you get a lady in your life that's about that life, okay, it just is what it is. She turned to me and she looked at me dead in the face. And she gave me one of those looks like, you bet not, right? She gave me one of them looks, y'all. I was like, oh, shoot, I'm intimidated, right? This is my first time doing my taxes, y'all. I was young. And she said, I'm doing your taxes, right? And she gave me that ill grill. I'm doing your taxes, right? And I said, yeah, you're doing my taxes. She was like, I don't know how we could possibly split a child in half. I don't know, but I can tell you that's something I'm not doing. right? We don't split a child in half. Like, she just was like child in half. And we went forward and we did up my taxes, and that was it. That was all. And that's how I bought my first, you know, beautiful furniture that I liked. I paid my school bill. I could go back to college. And it was beautiful for my daughter and I, right? It was really lovely for us. It was. And I don't know, the bum went on to try to claim somebody, and the bum taxes got locked up in the IRS. It was a mess for him, poor little tink. But I wish I would. So that's my story, y'all, and I'm sticking with it. That is my story, and I am sticking with it, y'all. I don't know what they was thinking. People playing themselves. But anyway, no, you don't have any tax money to give any child's father, other parent, nothing. Not if you are the custodial parent. No, you don't. No, you don't. Any tax refund, it goes to you. It goes to our babies. They have these beautiful high yield interest savings accounts. Check your bank, right? We want that 5%. Put some money in that account for the baby. Set up a savings account for your child, for yourself, right? Let's start letting our money grow a little bit at a time. We ain't got time for people to go buy sneakers with our money. Miss me all that. Get out of here. If it's sneakers for you, sneakers for the baby, that's it, period. That's all we could do. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about this whole Risa Tisa thing, right? And it kind of ties into single mothers dating, right? And I know somebody might be like, how? She didn't have children. Well, that is true. But I think Risa Tisa is going to be, and please, if I'm saying her name wrong, let me know. I think that she is going to start an unbelievable conversation amongst women about all the lies that they have been told. I think that she is enough is enough, and I think she is the straw that broke the camel's back, and I think this is gonna ring an alarm through all races of women, and I think women are going to say, I've been lied to like that before. You know what I'm saying? It might not be on that level, because remember, he has psychological issues, right? But we could all attest to one thing, and that's we have been more than lied to by multiple people, different lies, same group of people, men. And y'all know I am not anti-man. But if I could count the amount of lies that were told to me by men, I would have to start a book. I think, you know how that movie Mean Girls, where they had that book? What was it called? The Burn Book? I think that the ladies need to start a burn book and just start putting in this book the different lies that they were told. And I think Risa Tisa is enough is enough. So I remember I was saying to this guy one time, you know, I'm a very open person about a lot of stuff, y'all. See, y'all know my love doctor side, right? I'm a love doctor. So a lot of things don't surprise me, right? You really can't finesse me at this point in the game anyway. Like, I'm too old to be finessed at this age. And even like in my 30s, like, I can see you coming. I might let you get away with something, but I can see you coming. I already know. I got a sixth sense. I don't know. I'm psychic, okay? And I was saying to him, how come you guys are set up to cheat the way you do, to finesse the way you do? Why you just can't be straight up? Like, if I was a guy, for real, and I wanted multiple females, and I wanted them to believe, or I wanted them not to date other people, right? One, I would make sure I have the money to make sure that I can handle her financial needs, multiple women's financial needs. I would make sure, you know, we have something in place. That's how I am. If I was a guy, I would be a player like that. So I would be rich. Y'all know what I'm saying? And there would be no secrets between us. I would let them know. So you know what he said to me? He says, well, most guys, meaning him, don't have money like that. Right? Okay. You talk about yourself, mister. And he says, well, if we told you that, would you agree with it? So I said, a lot of women won't agree with it, right? But I know a lot of women who would agree with it. Ladies, don't be pushing up your little snooty nose at people now. I know some women who would agree with it. Listen, I'm an OG. I done seen a lot of stuff, okay? And I know some women who'd be perfectly okay with making sure her financial needs were taken care of and she know there's other women involved. Look, we grown, okay? I have seen it. I've spoken to these people, and I know. And then I know some women who's like, look, I ain't in for the okie doke. Like, I don't like all of that. That's not my thing. So I said to him, you know, you could find the women out there who would agree to the situation that you're looking for. You could find them. For real, for real. He was like, yeah. So he said, well, would you agree with that? And I said, it's not my thing. Right? But the women that you're looking for is out there. So why not seek what you want instead of coming and lying and finessing and just being a horrible person? Why not be a straight up dude? Because what you have is a character flaw. It's not a finesse. You're a liar. And if you lie, you steal. Okay, and if you steal, you lie and you cheat. Okay, y'all know how it go. You know how the old folks used to say, if you a liar, you're a thief. Okay, so there's no trust with you. No one can trust you just based on the fact that you are a liar. And you will lie about anything. You'll lie on me too. So he got quiet. He was like, yeah, but I'm just telling you, like, from a man's perspective. I was like, whoever taught y'all, they taught you wrong. Whoever taught you, they taught you wrong. There's plenty of marriages out there. There's multiple wives. I'm not saying it worked out great. I don't know, right? But I do know that there's somebody for everybody and there's somebody for every situation. Okay. So with Risa, Tisa. She's gonna let out, man, she opened Pandora's box. Do you know how many women are gonna be talking about the lies, right? And honestly, Risa Tisa's story is nowhere near the worst story you're gonna hear. Mark my word, okay? I'm getting real old school. Mark my words. You're gonna hear some horrible stories. A lot of women have gone through a lot. They were talking before, but I think she is the epitome of enough is enough. Until these men get together and help each other and unteach what have been taught for generations, their legacies will not continue. You see, they have a group of women, ladies, who will not have children. And a lot of you mommies only have one child. Most single mothers have one child, right? Where's this going? I don't know. But until change happens, they think the rise of the lonely man is impacting them now. Just wait until these women of all races, all colors, start to tell their stories. They were talking before. There is a difference. Risa told the story. And when I tell you, these women are going to go blow by blow, inch by inch, yard by yard, and tell this story, it's going to be crazy. Gonna get crazy. So y'all get ready. I told y'all before, don't be distracted by that celebrity stuff and all that stuff. Those are distractions. Right? Those are distractions. I can't identify with somebody fighting over $1 million. I don't know. I didn't get $1 million yet, right? Those are distractions. This is something we can identify with. We have all been lied to. One level or another. I mean, you got different levels of liars, but we've all been lied to for no reason. For no reason. And I think that's why she's striking a nerve. We've been lied to. Listen, I already told y'all some of my lies, and I didn't touch the surface on this podcast with the lies I've been told, right? I've been asked to be married. Man, listen, I could probably count at least 12 times. Somebody always wanted to marry me. You know why? Because they figured I'm going to want marriage. I never told anybody I wanted to be married. I never told a soul that. I'm perfectly fine in my life, right? But they figured this is what she wants. We're going to start planning this future. Do y'all know how many houses people were going to buy me? When she was telling the story about the house, I'm like, well, we can get as far as the realtors, but people would send me pictures. Oh, look at this house. I'm buying this house. It's going to have rooms in it for you and the girls. I'm not moving my girls in your house. We are perfectly comfortable where we are. Are you serious? Do y'all know how many times people tell me about the Bentleys they buying and all of the cars? And so this is why she's stroking nerve with me. I'm like, yeah, I heard that. The fandom story. All these magical, mystical things and how they used to be hustlers and all of this stuff. And what happened? What happened? You're a window shopper, right? So, ladies, now that she has struck a nerve, because y'all all thinking now, y'all like, yeah, I have been lied to. Yeah. Next level lies, too. Lies to sell you pipe dreams, right? Pipe dream lies. Lies that we in a whole relationship. We ain't in no relationship. I'm in a relationship. Me. I'm in a relationship. You in something else. Right? We've been lied to a lot. And there's a disconnect when you have a whole group of people who think that this is the way that you deal with women. It's a disconnect. So Risa Tisa is bringing all of that to the surface. So y'all just get ready. And also, I think that with this movement, with her exposing the truth, with her not complaining, not venting, not yelling, with her telling the story, she did get emotional sometimes. I didn't watch all the episodes, y'all. Not yet, anyway. I'm spacing them out because I have to take it in, because she's giving me flashbacks to all the lies that I've been told before. I'm so serious. Let me tell you something. Yo, by like 37, 38, after hearing those lies when I was dating and everybody wanted to be married, child, I got 3 kids. They told me they want more kids. They want a child. After all of the lies that I heard, I had gotten to a point where I ain't believe nothing. I still don't, unless you show me. It's because all of the lies. Like one guy told me, "Oh, I'm gonna fly in and come see you," and blah 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 blah. And he really thought I actually believed him. So I scheduled my trip to go to Florida because I wanted to go to Florida, and I scheduled my trip because it's me, right? I have desented men a long time ago, so I'm not going to stop my plans for what you want to do, because what you want to do is what you want to do. But I know what I want to do because I was born to be Kina and not to be you, right? So I just went on with business and life as usual. And granted, I'm shady because I was still talking to him, right? And we've been talking, what have you. Like I said, the time had came when he was supposed to fly in, but his goal was to, you know, just lie, and we already know what he was going to do. So long story short, he goes, about that trip, you know what, I'm going to have to put it off to like next weekend because blah blah blah. I said, no, you good. I already scheduled my trip to Florida, so I'm not even gonna be here this weekend. And he goes, huh? I can't make it up. And I was like, I'm not gonna be here this weekend. Oh, but I thought, like, he couldn't even get in his soul that was lying about the trip. Like, he couldn't even put that in and put that together. Bruh, you was lying about the trip. Like, I'm psychic. I got spidey senses, right? I already know you was lying about the trip. I scheduled my trip. He was like, but what if I would have had a ticket and I would have came? I was like, you would have just, I don't know, switched the date on your ticket or something. I don't know. You say you got money, so you just refunded the ticket or not refunded it. Give it to somebody you know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, wow. So you didn't believe me? You didn't believe I was coming? Are you coming? This was a stupid conversation, y'all. So I was like, are you coming? He was like, No, I told you, I'm gonna have to postpone. Okay, so then, fine, when that day comes, and matter of fact, I'll tell you what, show me the ticket that you brought. Show me the ticket. Now, he wasn't as smart as Reese Teese's guy, because this guy didn't have the sense to produce something fake, right? He didn't know how to do that, right? He wasn't that bright. So I'm saying, show me the ticket. Let me see. Screenshot me and just text me the ticket. Oh, you don't believe nothing. There's the problem. You don't believe nothing. I was like, no, I don't believe anything until I see it, right? I mean, if you would have called me and said, I'm in town. In fact, let me double back. If he would have maybe stayed consistent that week, no, it wouldn't even work that week, because he ain't balling like that. You don't plan that week. Anyway, he couldn't produce no ticket. So I went on with my life. I'm not going to stop my show because this is what you think I should do. I'm not male centered. And that's what annoys a lot of guys about me. I am not male centered. I am Kina centered. And I am what is important and such and ting. Okay. And that's how it goes. But again, she's just touching the surface. She's hitting that, like, you know, that button just to activate. She's hitting the activate button. Okay. And women are going to be talking a lot. You hear me? They're going to be talking a lot because we all have that one thing in common. We've been lied to. So if I could say anything to y'all ladies when it comes to any dating or anything like that, you hear with your eyes, right? They got the senses all screwed up, right? You hear with your eyes. Okay, that's the only way you can hear. You got to see it, right? You got to feel it. You got to touch it. You have to be involved. That's the only way you're going to know what's real, because people will tell you anything. You know how many people I met in 2 weeks, they in love with me, and I'm thinking, for real? for real? Oh, you in love? Here I go, because I'm shady. I love you too. Okay, I need y'all to start doing that. Somebody tell you they love you after 2 weeks, I love you too. Yeah, but you gotta see love, right? You gotta see love. Love comes with responsibility that people don't want. They want to act like they in love, but they don't want the responsibility of being in love. But anyway, I'm going to get on up out of here. That's my explanation as to what had happened this weekend and why I did not produce a podcast, right? I love you ladies to the moon and back, okay? And I'm going to get back on track, I promise. I will talk to you soon. All right, peace. Tracy with the good heels on. Let me tell you about my day, it won't